Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Ian Rappaport has given some suggestions as how the NFL draft is going to work. The NFL sent a letter out to agents that they plan to involve picks virtually throughout the draft. Legends true. It's going to be really interesting how interactive they have to get in doing all this stuff because, frankly, this is uncharted territory that we're in right now. And I don't see myself being all that interested in the draft if I can't watch the guys walk up on stage. I'm going to be watching it. I'll be less likely to watch the actual broadcast, and I think more likely to consume it with the – I'm more likely to consume it via social media, via everything else. Now, what they do have time to do now, if they're going to continue as planned in late April – is to have webcams on everybody. So then okay, now I'm going to rethink this. All right, I'm all in on the draft this year. It's going to be the best it's ever been, and I'm going to tell you why. It's going to be completely different than it's been before because you're going to be able to video chat with all these guys, and instead of kind of having awkward interviews or having, you know, guys nervously waiting around the green room and what have you, all dressed up, I think you're going to get a more casual environment, kind of like you did with Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield took matters into his own hands and also was able to, he was able to capitalize it on himself. It's going to be a brave new experiment where, in a lot of respects, the NFL isn't going to have any competition from any other sports, and you're going to have maybe against all expectations, more access and more content to players than you ever had before. Because realistically, what is the draft at the end of the day? It's a manufactured event. It's not anything that 20 years ago people even thought was worth putting on television, to where now it's a primetime television event because the NFL has gotten really, really good at creating drama about all this and creating intrigue and then selling it, putting it on television. So I think that we will see that. As far as Texans fans go, I think there's always maybe perhaps the intrigue that somehow the Texans will trade up into the first round. One of the other ideas I saw floated out there, I think it was Ross Tucker, that took it even beyond the one night per round of the draft that some people had floated out there, that you should have round one on one day, round two on the next day, round three on the day after that. I think that you could realistically.
Hey, Seth.
Hey, Sean. What's up, buddy?
Guess what?
What's up?
I was muted that whole time.
Yeah, I just hit the mute button. I was solo and trying to scramble and figure out what's going on.
Oh my god, dude! I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was muted that whole time. Oh my god! Holy crap! I was coming in. Okay, just a little peek behind the curtain. By the way, you did amazing. I'm like, man, Seth is rolling here. I'm just going to lay back. And Jonesy just sent us a text. Sean, are you there? And I look and I'm like, crap, I've been muted that whole time. I came into the break saying, hey, the text line's not working. We're getting some funny tweets about athletes, former athletes that are annoying. And then you just jumped in and started rolling on Ian Rappaport in the draft. And I'm like, I'm just going to let Seth go right here. And I was muted that whole time.
You know the fun part about that, Seth, Sean? was looking at the fun part of that is I was looking on the show prep to see what you had planned on talking about. And I did not see a single word of what Ian Rappaport said about what the draft was going to be like.
I'm like, Seth is crushing it right now.
I had a little blurb that you had written.
Oh my God. Hey, that is, so that, you know, that's too funny.
Obviously the one thing that happens when you have it on the mute is you're not going to see your voice levels rise and fall on the screen like that. So like, that's how you can tell if anybody's hearing you out there at all.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Sean, are you on? Am I on? Look at this. Seth, it's no longer called a Seth. It's now called a Sean. I was muted longer there. I was muted longer there than you've stayed muted combined all of the times that you did that easily.
Well, okay. So now what do you think? I talked myself into this as I was rambling on. I think that the draft might end up actually being the most interesting it's ever been because, frankly, for one, I'm sick of seeing Roger Goodell give the bro hug to guys that he will definitely be fining and suspending within the next couple of years. I don't like the bro hug by Roger Goodell. I don't particularly enjoy the booing of Roger Goodell. I don't think it's our best look as human beings to boo him every single time he comes out. So I kind of like the concept of being on webcam with a bunch of these different guys and maybe getting a more realistic and genuine response from them because they're in a comfortable environment in their home surrounded by probably 3 to 4 family members.
Yes, Seth, you just touched on exactly why this is going to be better. I've watched hundreds of first-round picks march across the stage and do the hypocritical bro hug with Roger Goodell. I don't need to see 32 more people do that. I want 32 people in their homes because I can guarantee, because the first round of the draft is on a Thursday night, so you and I will come in on Friday or walk down the hall to our spare bedrooms in our respective homes on Friday after the first round of the draft. And I guarantee you there will be at least 4 family members of NFL draft choices that we can make fun of on the show that day. It's way better for content.
Can you imagine how many drunk relatives are going to act the fool, especially because they've been cooped up for 5-6 weeks by then? Oh, it's going to be, not to mention, like, and I don't mean to make light of the financial difficulties of people that are experiencing right now, but as much as it's exciting when your family member gets drafted, if you're somebody that's also been laid off from work for the last 5 or 6 weeks, it's super exciting when your family member gets drafted. It's going to be extreme. Like, yeah.
Joe Burrow's a walking economic stimulus package for his family.
He is. Oh, speaking of which, by the way, Deshaun Watson donated food to like 150 first responders in his hometown of Gainesville, Georgia. I think he's feeding them like through whatever length of time. It looked like he was doing some kind of buffet or catering somewhere. So good for Deshaun Watson.
Awesome.
I mean, as he went to feed first responders, I was reading that story and I looked down at my letter from the, what is this anyway? It's the National Communications Coordination Branch of Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security. This is my letter that gives me permission to be out and about because we are considered an essential employee of the media is. And I envision myself if I got pulled over by the cops or if a cop asked for my papers, like me presenting this to him and being like, are you a first responder? And I'm like, well, to sports stories? Yes. Be sure you listen from 6 to 10 a.m., officer. You'll get our first response on all the sports stories of the days. Which sports stories are those, Seth? South Korea is playing baseball again.
Right. Yeah. Seth, the guy goes, license and registration. And you take out your license and registration and put it on top of that cyber letter, like as if you're almost slipping them $100. Like,
Well, and I don't have any, like, it's not like I have an official identification to show that I'm a sports media member, other than like an expired Texas Bowl credentials. It's sitting still in my backpack. What do I have here? I've got the SaberCats media credentials.
Just pull out the radio.com app and show them the picture of me and you on our show graphic. Like, look, see? I'm a show host.
Sir, do you have any proof that you're in the media? Do I have proof? Let me tell you the 7 reasons that Andre Johnson is a top 5 wide receiver.
Oh, yeah. Trending Andre Johnson, yeah. Real quick, just to pay off on the tease, which I would have paid off on had I not been muted for the first 4 minutes of this segment. The Texans, Seth, are one of, I guess, about half the league that's now allowing season ticket holders to hold off on paying for their season tickets and PSLs. And even the teams that haven't stated it as policy, I guess there's several of them that when customers call asking for more time, they are responding more favorably. Is there anything to read into this as far as the NFL's concerned that the season might not start on time, or is this just good customer service?
I think this is good customer service. It's one of those things where, kind of like the NCAA, like you're doing the things that you probably should do just to be sure, because you know you're stacked up against it right now. So don't do anything that's going to really look bad, or like you're trying to gouge people at a low point. You know, the 76ers were going to send their staff home on a Friday and give them 80% pay. That leaked out and they got crushed for it. So yeah. I think that teams are understanding that and getting out ahead of it. By the way, our text line is down. So reach out to us via Twitter. In the last segment, we were doing which athletes are most disliked or the biggest thorn in the side to their former organization. And I think there are a ton of good recommendations on the text line. We just couldn't see them. And especially Mike and Cyfair pointed out the obvious one, the A number one one that we miss, Mike Fiers.
Yep.
Mike Fiers is obviously the most despised athlete. But we were kind of going more for retired athletes, but definitely if you turn it into which former Houston athlete is most despised, obviously it's Mike Fiers at this point.
Yeah. No, clearly. And Seth, you know what? I read that tweet earlier in the segment to nobody because I was muted for 5 minutes.
Oh,
I read like four tweets. It was so funny. I read like four tweets and then all of a sudden you're like, hey, you know, Ian Rapoport is talking about the draft. And I'm like, okay, well, Seth clearly wants to talk about Ian Rapoport.
Did you think I was interrupting you because I'd grown bored of the tweets? And
no, you know what? Here's what I thought. Here's what I thought is maybe you got up during the break, like to go get a drink or go to the restroom, and you came back in, put your headphones on, and maybe there was an issue with you hearing me or something like that. So just almost out of survival mode, you looked down to see what the topic was and you just started going into it. And let me say, you sounded fantastic, my friend.
You sounded great.
That's why I was laid back, just kind of chilling. And then I get a text from Jonesy like, are you there? And I'm like, hell yeah, I'm here. I'm here. And I look over, I'm here and I am muted. So that won't happen again. I will be mindful of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.